It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Now, if you've been following along in our study of the book of Ephesians, you know that we left off in chapter 4 and verse 20 last time, where Paul said, "But ye have not so learned Christ." And what he's speaking of there, once again, as I remind you, he said, "You have not learned to live as the unsaved people, but you've been shown the way. You've been shown the truth that you're to live a saved life." In other words, let other people know that you're saved by living as close to the Lord as you can. And he goes on to tell us that we're going to have problems in this flesh as long as we're alive, as long as this body has breath of life. We read Romans chapter 7 and verses 14 through 25, and he said there was a warfare going on within him. Remember, Paul the Apostle, I believe, was one of the greatest people, Christians, one of the greatest people who lived, who served Christ. And remember, he wrote over half of the New Testament. So Paul the Apostle was a man of God, but yet he said there was a warfare going on with him. There was a warfare that he was having a problem with sin. In Romans chapter 7, verses 14 through 25 tells us that. And verse 23 of that chapter of Romans says, "But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." As long as we're in this body, in this flesh, we're going to have problems. But we need to live as close to the Lord as we can. Oh, Lord, forgive me for doing wrong. Help me, Lord, to live close to you. I want to have a right relationship with you constantly, Lord. We need to be praying that prayer daily, moment by moment, and asking God to help us. Now, we don't pray that prayer to be saved again. We pray that prayer because we are saved. And I remind you that Paul in no way is saying we have a license to sin. He said we got problems. We're going to have this problem as long as we live in this flesh. But he's not saying that we have a license to sin. But as long as we are in this flesh, in this body, we will have a problem with sin because the body is sinful. It is sin. And we also need to be reminded on occasion that the end of the sinful body, we need to remind ourselves what's going to happen to this sinful body. I'm talking about the flesh. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man," that's Adam, of course, "sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Well, the Bible tells us that Adam died the day that he ate of that forbidden fruit. He was separated from Christ, from God. He was separated. His sin had separated him from Jesus Christ. So you mean Jesus was back then? Yes, he was. He's God. And as Adam sinned, now some people will say, well, he didn't die that day. Yes, he did. He died a spiritual death that day. Had he not done what he was supposed to do after he sinned, he would actually have gone to hell. But the Bible teaches us that God performed a miracle there, that God provided them coats of skin. In other words, shed blood of an animal was shed. And I believe it was a lamb. God shed the blood of a lamb and placed that robe, that skin, upon these two people, Adam and Eve. And because they accepted that robe, I'll call it the robe of righteousness, because they accepted that robe from God, there's not a doubt in my mind that they got saved, and one day we're going to see them in heaven. So Adam died spiritually the day that he ate of that forbidden fruit, whatever it was. But thank God he got saved. But you know, the Bible tells us that there was one day when his body died. It says, "And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Why? Death by sin. Not only spiritual death, but physical death. And thank God that you and I, who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have to worry about the spiritual death of separation from God forever, because we have trusted Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, that one day we're going to be in heaven with our Lord and with God himself. Well, let's look on now in this verse in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 20, and let's think of it like this. The end of this old fleshly body, of course, as I've said, is death. And the end of the non-penitent, that person who is not turned to the Lord Jesus Christ, the end of the non-penitent, unsaved person, is not only the death of the body, but is the soul's eternal death in the lake of fire, never ceasing to be tormented forever. Because they trampled, they ignored, in other words, they made fun of, they ridiculed with unbelief the Son of God while they were alive. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 29 says, "Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace." Now, if you're listening to me today and you're unsaved, you may think, well, I've not trodden underfoot. I've not made fun of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me remind you of something. If you have not trusted him as your Lord and Savior, you're making fun of him, because he came for one reason, and that was to save you. That was to help you know that you needed a Savior. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart right now. If you've never trusted him, I'm speaking to you. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now and letting you know that you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you refuse to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says that you're trotting underfoot the Son of God, and you're counting his blood as worthless. The Bible says that we're saved by and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my advice to you is to accept the grace of God, the mercy of God, and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm not telling you to join church. I'm not telling you to turn over a new leaf. I'm not telling you to get baptized. I'm not telling you to pay money into a church. I'm telling you that you need Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God wants to save you right now. I want to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for the person right now who's listening to me, who needs you. I'm praying for that person who needs Jesus Christ in their life. I'm praying for that person, Lord, who needs eternal life right now. I pray for that person that person would ask you to come into their heart right now. Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sin. Lord, I'm turning to you. I've changed my mind. I can't save myself, but I'm turning to you, and I'm asking you to save me right now. Please save me so that one day I will see you personally and thank you personally. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. If you'll pray a prayer or something like that prayer or some prayer like that, the prayer won't save you. It's what you mean in your heart. Your prayer will not save you. Jesus Christ is the one who saves. He wants to save you right now. So one day, not only will he see you in heaven, but I will see you as well. God loves you, and he wants you to trust him, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. My prayer is, may God's mercy and grace be accepted by you, that soul nearest hell right now. May you trust him as your Lord and Savior. And to the saved person, God writes this in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 20, "But ye have not so learned Christ." In other words, you know better than to ridicule the Lord. You know better than to live in unbelief. You know better than to live like the world. You know better. And you need to get things right with God right now, saying, "Lord Jesus, forgive me. I know I'm saved. I know I'm on my way to heaven. But Lord, I pray that you would forgive me for the sin that's in my life. Help me, Lord, to overcome these things." As Paul the Apostle said, he was fighting a warfare. "Lord, I'm fighting a warfare, and I pray that you will give me victory." over the sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me remind you that you will have problems in this life with sin until the breath of life leaves you, but you need to daily ask God's forgiveness. You need moment by moment to say, Lord, help me that I would be living for you. And let me say this. The Bible says that we're cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible also tells us that we grow in His grace and knowledge. How? By studying, by reading the Word of God. We grow stronger as we read the Word and as we gather with other believers. Other believers help us to grow in His grace and knowledge by leading us along through the Word, and it gives us comfort knowing that there's other individuals who have been saved, and they are on their way to heaven as well as we. And you know, we could actually encourage other believers by helping them. We can encourage other believers by being close by and just being a friend to them. And remember this, Jesus is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And you need to stick close to Him. He wants you to serve Him, and He wants you to live for Him, saved person, so that you can help other individuals know Him as Lord and Savior. And I pray for you that you will realize that Jesus Christ wants to use you for His honor and His glory. Well, let's look to verse 21 of Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to look at this, and we'll pick up next time, but let's look at some of the verse here. And let's go back and read verse 20 and verse 21 together now. Verse 20 says, but ye have not so learned Christ. And verse 21 says, if. In other words, you have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus. Notice the term here, if ye have heard Him. Well, in other words, to stimulate their attention and sincerity, Paul tells those listening, reading, or hearing that if they had heard Christ, and that if ye have been taught by Him, as or because the truth is in Jesus. You've been taught the truth, he says. If you've heard Jesus Christ, now, if you've heard Him, that doesn't mean not to hear Jesus Christ preach, but have heard Him preached, and that not merely with the outward hearing of the ear, but also with the inward ear and that of the heart. That tells me that Paul's speaking to saved people here. We hear with our heart, not only with the physical ear, but Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Paul wrote earlier in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, we've studied this. He says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Now, we've been saved because we've trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And we need to remember that. We don't want to forget where we were before we got saved and where we're at now after we've been saved. We need to be living for the Lord, doing what God wants us to do, and that's uplifting His Son, Jesus Christ. Won't you do that today? Serve Him. Live for the Lord.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.